Jonathan Karras, head of communications here at Labana. We've got a very special guest for our show tonight. We've got the Notify team with us. They'll introduce themselves in a minute. I think we've got another speaker that is that we're still waiting for. Let's see. Don't have them in the chat yet, but. I think that we'll get started. It's 18 minutes past the hour, so we're 3 minutes into the spaces. We're going to try and keep it pretty tight here and talk a little bit about some of the philosophy of building a consumer-facing product within the crypto space, some of the things that have really attributed to the success of Labana, and kind of, you know, people say, have talked to me, and I've spoken to hundreds of people that have used Labana now at this point. And people will often come and say, oh, you guys have, you were just an overnight success. Like, how did you do it? And in most cases, the response is that it wasn't really an overnight success. You know, we've been building Labana for about 3 years now. There were a lot of ups and downs, and there was a lot of deliberate experimentation and thought that went into how to build a consumer app and how to focus specifically on the concept of high retention and engagement. And we'll talk a little bit about our backgrounds as builders. And then I see Notify looks like you stepped down, but one of our partners that we're working with on a very critical role, which is in-app notifications, is Notify. But I am, going to, I guess maybe I'll just be up here by myself. Let me just pause for a second and see if I can rally up the troops to have, our interviewee, that will be joining us this evening. So I hope you enjoyed the waiting music. I finally figured out how to select which different type of waiting music we have. We've got the journey, the vibes, the jazzy, and the nostalgia. And I'm hearing here that our guest PK is having some technical challenges. So in the meantime, let's just talk a little bit about the roadmap from here, what it is that we're doing with Labana. We are pushing really, really hard to be able to get a launch of the token on the 18th to arrange multiple different types of airdrops, different types of promotional campaigns. We're pushing very hard to put together an ambassador program, working on the PR angle. And to be honest, it is incredibly overwhelming. You know, the Labana team is a very small team. We are in many different time zones, and it's a lot of work that needs to be done in order to launch a token. And I'm very glad that we waited so long to be able to launch it. And we've got Pika, who's going to be joining us. So I see Pika, I'm bringing you up as a co-host, and thank you so much. Thank God you're here, because I was running out of content to just blabble on about by myself. So, Pika, I've just invited you to come up and be a speaker. So please, and Alex, awesome. Thank you guys coming up. And I'd love to just hear a little bit about, there we go.
Hey, guys.
I'd love to hear a little bit about yourself, what you are working on now, And give us a little bit of context as to, you know, what's the origin story here of Notify, and how did you guys end up coming into to building a really killer application for in retention and engagement on consumer apps within the Cosmos space?
Yeah, for sure. So, hey guys, my name is Paul. I'm one of the co-founders of Notify. My background's mostly been in Web 2, building a lot of web services for AWS, for Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. And I happened to kind of just, you know, somehow join a team and meet one of my co-founders today, Nimesh. He and I built out a lot of the messaging infrastructure that a lot of companies use to do the communication tooling for some of their infrastructure. So we happened to be just, you know, kind of like assigned to this one project or product to launch from, you know, start to finish. And we really noticed that there's a lot of dependencies on like what we call middleware, a lot of next layer services beyond just the infrastructure, but really on like tooling services that help other things to be built on top of it. And we just had a really big blast doing that. And we knew that we're getting really excited about the blockchain space. I actually left to join a company, Circle, to build out a lot of their product over there. And noticed that, you know, during DeFi summer, a lot of the user experiences were, you know, pretty like bare minimum. And we thought that, you know, our thesis was that, you know, in order to really get wide scale adoption from a user experience level, you would have to enhance a lot of these foundations to the point where it is so similar to Web 2 that the transition from Web 2 to Web 3 has to be as seamless as possible. So that's kind of why we dove in and thought that messaging notifications was a great way to start. But really where I think a lot of projects and a lot of like communities want to start to be more engaged is really around like, how do I stay up to date on things that are happening in the space, right? And, you know, Twitter did a great job about it in the beginning, Discord as well. But these tools were never really meant for like massive scales in the level of community and just staying up to date about positions, you know, price alerts, et cetera. So we thought that everything needs to be a little bit more native, be more familiar to, you know, just users who are so used to having everything sent to them via email or, you know, via like SMS, these basic things. And then we decided to test that out with a couple projects. And this was about 2 years ago. So we are about to celebrate our 2 year anniversary come end of January of I guess next year, which is kind of crazy to say. But yeah, we're super excited to see, you know, how much the space has evolved, because I think 2 years ago when we came out into the space, you know, a lot of people didn't really believe that, you know, nobody, you know, wanted to stay up to date with information or thought these tools were necessary. And since then, we were able to now have over 50 clients or 50 customers, 50 integrations that are out there. We specialize very heavily in the DeFi space because we believe that DeFi users really want a notification messaging experience that is on the same level with a lot of the centralized platforms that they work with. And it's been a fantastic journey. But yeah, thank you so much for having us on the space.
Well, thanks for being here. And we came from, I'll pause for a second for my, a little bit of my background, just as a product designer. I built multiple products that have had over 10 million monthly active users. And I did a project for the Kardashians in the fashion space, which is very heavily notification based. I did a messaging app, which was video messaging, like live streamed video messaging from mobile to mobile device. And that was entirely led by notifications. Yeah. And one of the pain points that I had, just on a personal note, when I came to crypto, was that everything, all information was always pull. If I wanted to get updates about my, you know, positions on MakerDAO or opportunities on Uniswap or whatever it was, all of this was just me sitting there refreshing the screen. And when there was like five different apps, that was easy. But once, you know, DeFi summer happened, and I mean, what was that? That was 2020, 2021? I think it was 21.
Yeah.
Is it just became overwhelming. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm just looking at how different products are performing. And then once like Binance Smart Chain came into it, and there was all these crazy, you know, like farming opportunities. It was like, in it, you just had to be on top of everything because the greed fear index varied so, it swung so violently on a day-to-day basis that it was like almost, I remember there were points where I couldn't sleep more than 2 hours at a time without checking my portfolio. Now, I don't recommend getting to that point with anybody, because it's very not healthy, especially if you have a wife and kids. But it is, it's the type of thing that with software and services like Notify, you can actually create a user experience that's like sensical for like a normal person and not just like a degenerate degen. And what we're doing at Levana is we had a problem that there are so many amazing APR opportunities on Levana on the earn section and on the funding rates on the trading section that that sometimes, you know, you can get, I'm on my phone right now. I guess we're all on our phones, but if you pull up trade.levana.finance and you click on the earn section, you know, make sure that you're on the Osmosis network, which I believe is the default. And you'll find that on the settings page on the right, if you're not, then if you scroll down, you can see how much APR that you can earn from depositing single-sided into many of these different pools. And sometimes like the Solana pool or the Doge pool or the XLR pool or the Bitcoin pool, they can be anywhere from 20% APR to, you know, 300% APR. So we were scratching our heads, the signal that there's 300% APR, that's actually a way for the protocol to communicate to the end user and to say, hey, there isn't enough liquidity in this pool. And so the pool is being overworked. And so then that creates stress and creates risk. So how were we going to let people know? We could tweet about it, but nobody's going to see the tweets, and it's very haphazard. And then along comes Notify, and we've got an integration which has been live for about a week now. And can you, before I get into exactly how Levana integrated, can you talk more about, you said you've got all of these different customers and protocols. What are some of the most popular ways that that people have partnered with Notify?
So I think perps, basically perps, is, like DeFi in general is a very good use case because I think to your point, it's like a blessing and a curse during bull markets or during when there's heavy trading. That's kind of the same issue or same like I guess impetus of why we decided to do Notify was because, you know, just like you, we were also staying up in front of our browsers hitting refresh to see what's happening. So I think we purposely built Notify to, you know, be a tool to allow you to walk away and come back when you need to. And that was kind of like the biggest blessing in disguise that we wanted to go and market with for a lot of the Web2, familiar users. And that's why DeFi was such a good product market fit, because whether it be like, you know, getting interest, updates on the new APR that vaults are coming out with, or whether getting like, you know, order like price alerts, one of the biggest things that we launched in the beginning with that we kind of like set the pace for was health factor, liquidation alerts. There were some tools out there that would notify you when you got liquidated, but it would never tell you when you're approaching liquidation. So we built out a lot of those systems to allow customers and users to be able to like set their own preferences on when they want to get these alerts. And I think that was pretty powerful. And we were able to kind of do a lot of the borrow lend use cases, the CDPs, a lot of the perps as well. Anyone that uses margin or leverage, these are tools that, you know, we think that every single project should have because it helps you manage your risk better as a customer. And I think most platforms and most projects will agree that they don't want their customers to ever get liquidated, right? You know, they want them to keep trading. They want to keep, you know, giving them better tools to manage their risk and, you know, just not completely always get wrecked when there's like a, you know, a 3%, 4% swing in crypto, which is like almost every day, right? So that's kind of where we've been focusing a lot of our time on, is to help traders trade smarter, to have more time back in their day so they don't have to keep continuously hitting refresh on their screens and being locked 24/7.
Yeah, that's a great, you know, trading. It's all about time sensitivity. So I would say it has like a medium to low time sensitivity with like a swap, just like a, you know, a DEX, very low time sensitivity. It's mostly just fear of missing out as opposed to fear of getting wrecked. So, you know, perps is the, is like the golden use case. You know, we've seen a lot of perps that we integrate with you, Lavanya included. So can you talk a little bit about the different opportunities that users have to be able to get notifications through Notify enhanced applications?
Yeah, so we support like pretty much a lot of the Web2 native channels like email, SMS, you know, even like things like WhatsApp. We also support a lot of like Web3 native ones as well. So those things, you know, happen to be like things like Telegram, Twitter, Discord. So we usually like see ourselves as this, you know, Omni fan out channel where we provide all the optionality to customers so they can pick and choose which channel that they prefer over the other. This is a pretty different take than say like, you know, Web2 products or even some of the Web3 products. They always offer like one or two channels, but in Web3, because it's so like, you know, massive and so kind of you know, just personable, some people love like, you know, using Twitter for all their information and messages and getting DMs and engaging with the community. Some people really prefer Discord. For us, our position has always been like, we provide an interface for the project so that their customers can get any channel they want that's supported. And then it's just a one simple integration and we'll support, you know, 5 to 10 different avenues in which channels get delivered messages on. So in the perspective of like, you know, Lavanya, you only care that the wallet gets a message and the customer can dictate or designate which channel they prefer to get that message on. So for you guys, you just know that the message has been sent to the wallet owner, and the owner basically says, I want to get it on these channels because I actually look at these channels. And that's kind of how we set up the system. I mean, I guess one of the things too that we are in the Cosmos system as well, just because, you know, we are kind of a big family. We did support in the recently like Osmosis. If you guys want to check out the integration there, you know, go to app.osmosis.zone. Check out the alert feed. This is something that is very, very much catered to kind of the Osmosis life experience. We built out and managed for them the entire alert history. So you can look at all the different ecosystem announcements, all the messages that, you know, the team wants to send to the users. You can go and check it out there. Anytime there's a new asset that's also listed, we also can display that as well. So the team at Osmosis uses a lot of our infrastructure to do a lot of the outbound engagement that I think a lot of folks want to stay up to date on. So you'll always have a Twitter, you'll always have Discord. But in addition to that, like when you go to like, you know, your preferred dApp, you'll get all your information there as soon as you log in and click, you know, on your notification bell, which is, I think, what everyone would expect in Web2 as well. All right, I think Jonathan's having some audio issues, so I'm just going to keep grambling on. Like another one we launched last month was also Injective. So we've been really big proponents of, I think, the Cosmos system. We actually started out as initially a Solana and Terra project.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. I lost my connection.
You're back.
Let's see if you can still
hear me. You're back. I think we can hear you, but I think there's a little bit of latency. I think we lost Jonathan again. But yeah, as I was mentioning, we started originally on Terra and Solana. So we're really happy to be back in the IBC system.
Okay, I think I'm back. Sorry for the dead air, and I hope you were able to carry the conversation without me. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I was just rambling. So it was like,
awesome, awesome. Okay, so you know, that's you got it. It takes a village. So yeah, talk to us a little bit about the IBC angle. I heard that you were that was the first thing that I heard when I came back online. What was your, you know, when did you get into Cosmos, and you know, what was your thoughts that kind of drove you there?
Yeah, so we originally, we were a Solana and Terra project. So we decided to tackle, I guess our idea was that like the communities of Terra and Solana 2 years ago were very much like super engaged, heavy degen traders. They wanted to kind of like upstart, and also like they were also more, I would say, Web 2 or coming from the Web 2 angle, as in they're very much consumers, retail, very heavy retail that was just transitioning into Web 3 at the time. And we thought that persona definitely catered to having these like, you know, notification experiences that they were, accustomed to. So we decided to build our product to support those two ecosystems first and foremost. And that's kind of how we got into kind of IBC, was through Terra. We've been pretty much here ever since, I guess. We haven't really left. And then I think, we doubled down sometime last year to really do a lot of the Osmosis injective, angles. And then I think we're going to go a step further as well when the launch of Barrachain comes out. So, very, very excited about the community. I think the Cosmos ecosystem has been probably the most, I would kind of like label it as like the most like family type of experience I've ever had. We actually announced our entry into Cosmos, or re-entry into Cosmos, at OsmoCon this year. And it was probably the most like polarizing, I guess, crypto experience we've had. It's like the complete opposite of like, Solana. Like everybody knows each other. Everybody's like super family. It's a close-knit community. And it just felt like home. From day one. So it's been an honor and pleasure to be here working with everyone who's working on the Cosmos ecosystem.
So we had a very similar experience, just from the glory days of Terra, recognizing the opportunity of building really a Web 2 style product, the devastating crash of Terra, and then finding a new home within Cosmos, and specifically within Osmosis. I was actually there at OsmoCon in Paris this year. It was an amazing event, and it really was, very friends and family focused. And so going back to something that we, spoke about earlier in the conversation, is what exactly is Levana has enabled? So you had mentioned on some of these topics, but I'll just double tap on them. Levana, when you go to the Levana website, so trade.levana.finance, you'll notice that there's a little bell button in the top right, which is the notify bell. And then if you click on that bell, then you can sign up with your various messaging service, either just purely in browser, which doesn't ding, or you can register with your Discord, your email, and your Telegram. And then these now provide an opportunity where if there's amazing yields to be generated, you'll get a notification for it. If any of your stop losses hit, your take profits hit, or if you get liquidated, all of those now get delivered directly to you, exactly where you want them to be delivered. And for me personally, I do it through my Telegram. I don't know if you have a preference of how you get notifications.
I think our customer base still uses highly like the email side. It's actually kind of funny that, because you mentioned it, because when we initially started, a lot of people were skeptical that anybody in crypto would give up their email addresses to get alerts. And then I think when we launched, we signed up over like 2,000 users for email alerts. And email still stands to be like the biggest preference channel, like because people are so used to looking at their emails. But like Telegram is also getting to be like number two. But I think those two combined, I think people have a lot more like just assurances that, you know, they can stay up to date as immediately as possible.
Well, you know, I check my email at least once a month, whether I need to or not. Mm. And so, yes, I definitely recognize that it's something, you know, we created at Levana, we created an airdrop registration terms of service form. And we put on there optionally if people wanted to get email alerts about, you know, upcoming activities with Levana. And it was really shocking, actually, to see how many people still use email and still want to get notifications for it. So absolutely. I think that that's, it's always surprising to see kind of I would say that it's almost a maturation of the space. I think that we're getting older participants, you know, people in their 40s and 50s is that are looking for the financial opportunities that come through decentralized finance. A lot of that communication is, you know, it's migrated from, you know, and I say this in jest, you know, it's migrated from like the fax machine zone to like the email zone. And it's really cool to be able to cater to this audience, which I think is going to be a very valuable audience that grows into crypto in the next cycle.
I agree. No, I think that's it's like one of those things that I firmly believe that people have also been accustomed to, right? So I think everybody, I mean, I don't know if everybody does this or not, but everyone has that one email burner that they always give out. You know, if they're asked at a store to sign up for something, I think people have just been so used to the understanding of email address is not so private, right? And there's always an act of like, you know, inbound emails and spam or whatever it is, that they're so used to just giving it out. And I think even in crypto, everybody's still hungry for so much information that if you give them an option to sign up for more information, they'll always take it. That's been kind of like our experience so far, is that when you offer this type of experience to the community, everybody is here because they want to be here. Everybody wants more information and more data, more alpha. They're going to sign up, right? Because they want to stay up to date as quickly as possible. So it's like an economic incentive, but also the fact that also behaviorally, we're just so used to it, to just opt in to some more information.
So I know that we're almost out of time, and we've got a really great, another. We're actually double booked today. In about 15 minutes, we're starting a spaces with Sunny from Osmosis to talk about the LVN token, which is coming out next week. And so we are going to have to, we're going to have this hard stop. But this has really been fabulous to see the alignment and to see the quality product. And if you haven't clicked on that bell button on Levana, I suggest go to trade.levana.finance and register. And I think you'll really like the alerts that you get. And it's really just great being able to have a leveraged position, but yet at the same time, sleep at night. So I want to take a couple minutes to answer any questions. If anybody wants to speak, you know, now, Chad, I see that you came up here, so you're welcome to ask a question. And if there's anybody else that wants to say anything, you're welcome. Just make that request.
Awesome. Well, aside from, I think, Jonathan calling me old, Pika, I had a question on the Levana website, Bell. When I click that and I want to send an alert to my Telegram, do I have to do an alert for each chain I'm connected to? For example, I'm connected to Osmosis now. Do I set the alert and then do I switch it to Injective and then set the alert?
I think you might have to do that, but I could double check.
Okay.
I think the answer is yes. I think that that was done. You know, that each chain is managed independently. But again, I think, it's definitely a great question. Definitely worth looking into further. So do we have any other requests? Anybody else want to learn more about notifications on Lavana or just notifications in general within crypto?
I want to hear more about your token.
Well, if you want to hear more about the token, you're going to have to, we're actually going to drill Sunny in the next, AMA to hear from him. What's the best way to launch a token on Cosmos? Because he's launched, one of the most successful tokens in the space. So we're still in the, in the learning mode at this point. Mm-hmm. But the short end of it is the token is currently live. We've kind of like been teasing airdrops to about maybe 50 to 100 wallets. Basically just whatever we can do from like a meme perspective, been sending it out. The airdrop should happen, hopefully, please God, around December 20th. We're hoping that trading will go live with it December 18th. And then the airdrop is an event. It's not a one-time occurrence. It's an event that's supposed to happen through many different touch points over the course of about 6 months. So it's a very unorthodox implementation of a token launch and of a, just of an airdrop and pretty much there's a few different categories of what we're looking for. One is if you were part of the OG Lavana community, back on Terra, you interacted with our GameFi products and NFTs. Two is you've been a trader or an LP on Lavana. Three is you are just a degen within Cosmos. And then four is that you're a degen within all of crypto. If you kind of fit into any of those categories, then we're going to try and figure out a way to get Lavana tokens into your wallet, and I think Notify is going to play a big role in that. So
I'm looking to get notifications about my airdrops. So,
yep, absolutely. Well, that's the general messaging. We're going to be sending them out. Telling people, hey, check. In your wallet to see if you got the airdrop. So sign up to get notification at the end of the day. And if you haven't registered at airdrop.lavana.finance, you definitely should, because it's similar to the Celestia airdrop. You register beforehand and then the token just ends up in your wallet. So there's no two steps like with some of these other ones like Pith and other ones had multi-steps, so it's just a one-step process. And you only have to share as much information as you're comfortable with. So I think with that, we're going to take a break. I hope to see you guys at the next show. Notify team, thank you guys so much for being here and for chatting. Paul and Alex, it's been just a pleasure to work with you. And I look forward to build great things together.
Adam,
thanks for having us. So come on up, Ren and Adam. All right, Ren, you're up. Let's do it. Maybe not. Maybe you just wanted to come and say hi. All right, guys. So that's all for today.
Sorry.
Ren.
My micro is off. Sorry.
No worries. Please take your time.
Okay.
Thank you. I'd love to answer your question.
I'm Renato from Portugal. I've been in Cosmos since 2020, and I have some questions through Lavana UI. When I have an open position, for instance, I have an XLR USD right now, I can check my liquidation price. For instance, I see that the leverage keep moving because the position size must stay the same, and the P&L, since it goes positive, you must adjust the leverage so the position size stays the same, right?
So, well, it's also your collateral is actually changing because you're either paying fees or you're being paid.
Yes, I understand that.
So that's going to impact the actual leverage, because leverage is, you know, position size over collateral.
Yes, but it would be nice, I think, if possible, to have some metric of when the liquidation will happen, the price, and I can't see it anywhere. If you are getting me.
So I don't have the I don't have it in front of me, but I think if you when the open order is visible on the trading page,
yes.
Underneath
in the open order. When you open the order,
yeah. So if you slide to the right and left, I believe that the liquidation price is one of the items listed there. If it's not currently available, then I'll talk to the devs and we'll see how we can get that added.
Yeah. The currently it only has entry price. It doesn't have the liquidation price. It would be nice to have it for monitor, if possible.
Yep, absolutely. That's a great suggestion, and I definitely appreciate you taking the time to bring that up. And I'll send you a DM once that's added into the product.
Okay, thank you. I'm here to help. Let's go.
Awesome.
For it.
And if you have any other suggestions, you know, we only get better from your feedback. So okay. Love to, you know, thank you so much for using it. And love to, you know, if you come up with any other ways that you think it could be better, we'd be happy to, you know, to take those and to bring those into the roadmap.
Okay. I'm ready for it. Thank you for your attention.
Awesome. All right, guys, that's all for today. It was a pleasure. We're taking a 5-minute break and then I think we're up for the next show. I think that's the schedule. So let's... Yep, that's what it looks like. All right, everybody, we'll see you guys soon. Have a good one.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds, fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, die or evolve. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Eats, tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.